Good morning, Sheridan. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Thursday, July 23, 2026. Here is your weather for Steele County, MN. Today, a high near 76 degrees, mostly sunny. Tonight, a low near 60 degrees, mostly clear. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn added about 4 cents, and beans added about 4 cents. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has firmed and beans have firmed. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way, demand still reads firm per morning ag clips. MDARD, MI Commission of Agriculture and Rural Development Award $450,000 grant. Honest truth, the take does not hand us one clean reason today, so take this as our best read, not gospel. Stocks point lower into the open, S&P futures off about 0.2%. A softer take can tighten the credit and input cost mood your lender watches. Worth a glance, but it does not set your cash bid. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. MDARD, MI Commission of Agriculture and Rural Development Award $450,000 grant. The funding, awarded by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, will enable the company to construct a new mill facility, implement advanced technology and create 17 new jobs. We appreciate MDARD's commitment to investing in innovative food and agriculture businesses that add value to Michigan-grown products and help build a stronger, more resilient agricultural economy. Although Michigan produces more than 340 million bushels of corn each year, the state does not have any corn mills. Since fiscal year 2019, MDARD has awarded more than $6.9 million of FATE grants. 80% or 90% of each member's payout will be delivered. Story 2. 2026 Ohio State Fair Feature Deviled Egg Flavor Revealed. The 2026 featured flavor will make its public debut when the fair opens on Wednesday, July 29. Fairgoers can enjoy breakfast from 8 to 11 a.m. for delicious recipes. Visit www.ohioeggs.com and www.ohioturkey.com. Strickler Youth Reserve. Story 3. Pullers pull off victory in student competition. 10 Wisconsin students recently earned $1,500 scholarships from Insight FS. Story 4. Data. Drones help farmers squeeze more from every acre. Soils that are exposed to prolonged drought often develop desiccation cracks, which impact soil properties and exacerbate moisture loss throughout. Story 5. Rollins urges Congress to pass $11.1 billion emergency farm aid as input costs and market strains mount. Rollins joined defense leaders on Capitol Hill to push for the administration's sweeping $87.6 billion supplemental spending package. However, Rollins emphasized that existing permanent programs were not built to absorb the compounding pressures of 2026, which include widespread drought affecting nearly 47% of the country and severe winter freeze losses spanning from Florida to the Pacific Northwest. But what we're seeing is just survival, and we're seeing a lot of the input companies. For producers caught between high overhead and shifting global markets, Secretary Rollins' message to Capitol Hill was unmistakable. Passing the package buys the nation the security it needs, and it buys America's farmers time to survive. Story 6. MPS Egg Farms celebrates grand opening of the Strauss Feed Mill in Wabash County. MPS Egg Farms just cut the ribbon on its brand new Strauss Feed Mill near North Manchester, Indiana. A high-capacity plant that carries on a family milling tradition dating back to 1875 when Daniel Strauss first ran a water-powered grain mill on the Eel River. Co-CEO Sam Krause, part of the sixth generation of family leadership, says the mill turns local farmers' quality grain into quality feed for the thousands of hens across the company's three Indiana layer farms. For corn growers, the big news is a guaranteed, high-volume local buyer right in the neighborhood, which means lower hauling costs, fewer freight miles, and a more dependable market close to home. It is a reminder that investments in local livestock and poultry feeding can open steady, profitable doors for grain producers, and the full story digs into how this cage-free egg powerhouse plans to keep growing. Story 7. House passes $95 billion measure with ag aid. Senate outlook is shaky. Lawmakers in the House squeaked through a $95 billion package by a razor-thin 216-214 vote, setting aside as much as $12 billion to steady a struggling farm economy. The aid is meant to offset surging fuel and fertilizer costs tied to the ongoing war with Iran. though critics like Rep. Thomas Massie of Kentucky called it a hidden war slush fund and said the real fix is ending the fighting. Massie and fellow Republican Warren Davidson of Ohio joined nearly all Democrats in voting no, while Speaker Mike Johnson and Vice President J.D. Vance shaped the plan, which also carries Trump's Save America Act requiring proof of citizenship and photo ID to vote. It matters to your operation because that farm money is far from guaranteed, since Budget Chairman Jody Arrington is now pushing a shaky Senate to pass it. For the full breakdown of what could land in your mailbox, MI Farm AI has you covered. Story 8. Mexico and Saudi Arabia's related limits on U.S. pork. Mexico has finally reopened its market to U.S. pork products like offal, chowls, skins, fat, snouts and stomachs after a six-week trade halt tied to a Saudi Arabia's outbreak detected in Iowa at the end of April. Aaron Boer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, speaking at last Friday's Iowa Farm Bureau Economic Summit, said the precautionary restrictions were eventually narrowed to just Iowa and Texas before being fully lifted at the start of this week. She credited the USDA and partner groups like the NPPC for pushing to get the limits removed. This matters because Mexico is the biggest foreign buyer of U.S. pork, taking roughly one-third of all U.S. pork export volume, so getting that trade flowing again is a big deal for demand and prices. Story 9. Nodal Highlights. July 23, 2026. Here is our favorite content from the past week from across the web. In Washington, Cascadia Pizza Company as wheat harvest wraps up. A case IH620 Quadtrac is already in the next field no-till planting double crop soybeans with a John Deere N550 drill, showing how quickly farmers work to establish the next crop after wheat. Kendra Downing is the summer 2026 editorial intern for Lessiter Media's Ag Division. Provide expert analysis and decision support to increase productivity and profitability. Story 10. No-till cropping and business insights. The 2025 No-till Farmer Operational Benchmark Survey is being promoted here as a deep online resource for no-tillage practices, with the pitch that a single good idea can pay back a subscription many times over. The piece also spotlights an advanced XPR concave system that threshes all crops with one set, cuts rotor loss, and delivers cleaner grain samples and better grain quality. Titan International gets a strong plug too, described as one of the largest North American makers of wheels, tires, and undercarriage products for farm, construction, forestry, mining, and other off-road equipment, backed by a worldwide dealer network. It matters because these tools and suppliers all point toward the same goal for your operation, namely better productivity and profitability through smarter no-till decisions and reliable equipment. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. The youngest Soil and Water Board member was 28. The chairman said, "Welcome." The new member said, "What do I do?" The chairman said, "Listen for a year. Talk in your second year. By year three you'll think you know everything. That's normal." Here is Cal's quiz. When the AAA was passed in 1933, what was Iowa's average corn price per bushel? A. 10 cents. B. 31 cents. C. $1.20. D. $2.50. And the answer 31 cents per bushel. After the AAA programs lifted prices, by 1937 the Iowa average was 81 cents, 161% higher in 5 years. Source: USDA NAS Iowa Cash Price Historical Series. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm AI ride along this morning.